most people don't think. Because if you say, I think, that implies that there is a volition behind it, that you have a choice in the matter, but you need some awareness to have a choice. And there's still millions of humans on the planet. They do not have the sufficient awareness to know what's going on in their minds. And if you confuse opinion, which is a thought form, if you confuse opinion with an identity, the other guy who has a different opinion is threatening your identity in your delusion. That's what you believe and feel. That's how arguments get very heated, and everybody then who questions your opinion that you have, a thought form that you have identified with, everybody who questions it becomes your enemy. So that is what we call, in spiritual terms, unconscious. Spiritually unconscious means completely identified with the stream of thinking, with a narrative in your mind. So you basically, you're not even there. You are identified. Most people don't think. Because if you say, I think, that implies that there is a volition behind it, that you have a choice in the matter. But you need some awareness to have a choice. And there's still millions of humans on the planet. They do not have the sufficient awareness to know what's going on in their minds. And so they say, I think, as if they were doing something, but the fact is that thinking happens to them. The thinking is taking place, they can't help it. And even humans who are already awakening, there's an awareness there. So you, like you know what your mind is doing. There is a certain, not always perhaps, sometimes perhaps you're still completely taken over by some mental, emotional, reactive pattern, especially when being challenged. But there is awareness in you. So you are not completely identified with the stream of thinking. But even though you are not completely identified with the stream of thinking, it may still be difficult, even for you or some of you, to simply say, I'm not going to think now for a minute. Is that a possibility? Don't hold your breath, that doesn't work. Well, it may work, but then when you start thinking again, you think even harder than before. It's like holding a lid over a boiling kettle.